Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Corporal punishment make kids better behaved and less likely to commit crimes. We're going to talk about that right now with Kathy Taylor, director of the Violence Prevention Institute at the Tulane University School of Public Health and Tropical Medicine. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for taking the time with us. Tell me a little bit about the Violence Prevention Institute before we get going.
Oh, sure. Yeah, it was established at Tulane just recently, basically to try to bring together folks at Tulane, including faculty, students, researchers of all types, as well as people in the community that are doing work to prevent violence. So it could be research, it could be community-based organizations, student projects. So we're just trying to bring that all together and make it more visible.
So when it comes to violence and corporal punishment and spanking, are those terms to be used interchangeably according to the Institute or not?
That's a good question. I mean, certainly there are varying degrees of violence that can have varying degrees of impacts on people. But if the question is, you know, is corporal punishment, is that violence? Is that violence? I would argue, yes, it is. It's basically hitting children. And so, I mean, we would argue pretty much that any kind of assault, any kinds of hitting would be considered a type of violence, yes.
Are there studies that indicate why it is damaging to spank a child? And does it matter about what economic circumstances there are, single parent, dual parent, et cetera, intact household, however you want to say it. Are they broken down that way or not, the stats?
Yeah, really good question. So first of all, what we know from now over two decades of studies with thousands of children, and this is, you know, from studies done all over the world, many and most, frankly, in the United States, they show that even when you take into account all of those other types of factors that you mentioned and, you know, other potential harms that could come to children in childhood when they're growing up, that hitting children for discipline, so whether we call that spanking or corporal punishment or many of the other terms that are used, in the long run, it always leads to a risk for increased aggressive behavior or increased acting out. And frankly, all of the behaviors and types of things that parents are generally trying to ward against when they use corporal punishment. So even increased risk for things like mental health problems, depression, anxiety. So it's really working in the opposite direction of what one would hope. And just what you mentioned about those other factors, how, you know, whether it's with a single parent or the other, or poverty, the other context, certainly all of those other things are also risk factors for children, right? In terms of how they're growing up and, you know, the kinds of buffers they have in their lives to try to give them good nurturing support. But those things do not, you know, those don't make the hitting, how can I put it? It doesn't take away the impact of the hitting. Let's put it that way.
So what is the proper way, at least according to the Institute, to discipline a child? Does it come down to negative and positive reinforcement together? Not at the same time, obviously, but a mixture of both.
Sure. So, yeah, I mean, one of the things that's a little bit challenging about giving specific advice about what is the right way to give guidance and discipline is it varies tremendously by the child's age, right? So, of course, how you guide and teach and discipline a two-year-old is going to be very different from a 16-year-old. So one thing that I often do is I direct parents to healthychildren.org, which is a website developed by the American Academy of Pediatrics, who, by the way, recently, just in December, came out with a very clear statement saying that the harms of spanking and hitting children are definitive, that it's very, very clear from the science, and that we really need to guide parents away from hitting children as a form of discipline. So on that website, healthychildren.org, parents and other adults can find age-appropriate types of discipline. But just to give you a very general example, things like redirecting. So if your child is doing something that you don't want them to do or that's bad, to give them something interesting to do or something else to do, so some type of distraction. Also, making sure to give, as you mentioned, positive reinforcement and praise for desired behavior. The point is, you want to pay attention to what they're doing that's good. You want to make sure that they understand what good behavior is. The problem is, when you use hitting or corporal punishment, you're actually showing your kids that hitting is okay. Hitting is an okay way to solve problems. You're actually teaching them hitting is proper. So just for example, if you're trying to get your kids to not smoke, if you smoke in front of them, right, you're teaching them that smoking is okay. So it's very similar with spanking and hitting.
I appreciate your time, Doctor. I really do. I hope you can come back.
Sure. I will. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Have a great day. Dr. Kathy Taylor, Director of the Violence Prevention Institute at the Tulane University.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.